Welcome. In this course, you will learn how to carry out financial planning for your project by providing the financial budget baseline and actuals and forecast information in PlanView. Here, we will focus on the Create CAR step in the IT demand process. Lu Sun, a PPM finance representative, works with project managers across one of our zones to track their project expenditures against their original budget. To do this, she needs up-to-date financial information in PlanView from the project managers on a monthly basis. Let's review some of the items project managers need to build their project budgets. 1. First, uncover all of your project costs by following the demand management process. Information on this can be found in our other videos. 2. Second, you will require a capital appropriation request, also known as a CAR, to request any project funding. Until a CAR is approved, you do not have secure funding for your project, regardless of if it was included in the AOP, Annual Operating Plan, also known as the Annual IT Budget. 3. And third, when requesting your budget via a CAR, you must forecast the amount into months in which you plan to spend the money in both Foresight and PlanView. As you progress through your project lifecycle, you must confirm on a monthly basis how much you spent in the previous months. This is known as your project actuals. Note, you must enter the actuals in the months that the work was actioned, not the months when we are invoiced. Then, you must adjust or confirm the remaining budget by forecasting into the remaining months. This is known as your latest estimate, LE. The PPM team uses the actuals information to ensure that the overall IT budget is being spent accordingly. This ensures that IT, as an organization, is on track and not overspending or underspending throughout the year. They also use forecast information to accrue the budget into the future months to ensure there is money provisioned for future opportunities. Failure to provide a full financial picture of your project may result in the funds being reallocated elsewhere. Note that it's only after the CAR is approved and the values match in both Foresight and PlanView that the demand request will proceed to becoming an approved project. Do not commit spend with a vendor until the CAR is approved. Let's review how to enter a financial budget in PlanView. Navigate to the Financial Planning Detail page via the Actions menu. Make sure that you check the version of the financial plan before entering any values. Activating the comparison version will allow you to see the CAR baseline alongside the actuals and forecast. For example, to enter your project budget, select the CAR baseline option in the working version field and select the actuals and forecast option in the comparison version field as shown on the screen. Please note, all financials values must be entered in U.S. dollars. Local currency must not be used. You should refer to Foresight for U.S. dollar amounts and exchange rates. You are required to update your actuals and forecast on a monthly basis as a minimum and at every stage exit gate. To do this, you can access by one of the two ways, via the Update Actuals and Forecast Lifecycle step or via the Financial Planning Detail option in the Actions menu. Again, remember to check the version before entering any values. For example, select the Actuals and Forecast option in the Working Version field and select the CAR Baseline option in the Comparison Version field. When adding your financials, this system will automatically calculate any variances across the individual months. For example, if you forecast a budget of $12,000 in August but actually spend $10,000, it will show as under budget by $2,000 for August. However, you plan to spend the additional $2,000 in September. That will show as over budget in the month of September by $2,000. This is because your CAR baseline doesn't show a value for September, but don't worry. If you scroll to the right to view the total column, you will see your project has no variance as the spend has balanced over the year. Keep in mind that the total column will only show the sum of the values displayed on the screen. If you have values stored in months outside the planning horizon, they will not be included in the total value. Tip: use the Preferences icon to adjust your planning horizon. Remember, always export a copy of your financial plan before making any changes in the financials, as modifications cannot be reversed. Now, let's check what you've learned through a small quiz. You have now completed this session. Please take a look at the other courses available.